Now, will you notice we come to a marvelous verse here. It's verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Now, that is a very wonderful expression, but I'm going to change that just a little today. Blessed here, be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies. And you'll notice places are in italics in the text, in Christ. Now, we notice here that there's something that is very important here. He has blessed us. We praise Him with our lips because He first made us blessed. And our blessing is a declaration. His blessings are deeds. We pronounce Him blessed. He makes us blessed. Now, what does it mean, blessed? Well, the word has in it the thought of happiness and joy. God is rejoicing today, and God is happy today because He has a way of saving you, and He can bless you. And this is so wonderful. In fact, the matter is, I can't think of anything more wonderful than this. And He hath blessed us. Now, He's not speaking here of something that may be ours when we get to heaven, but He's speaking of something that's ours right now. Somebody says to me, have you had the second blessing? Second blessing? Why, my friend, I'm working way up in the hundreds, back up in the thousands. I've not only had a second blessing, I've had 1,000 blessings, by the way. And He's blessed us, and He's done it in Christ. And we're going to see that here, because that's something else. And here we are, blessed with all spiritual blessings, and we should see this. It's in the heavenlies. I don't know exactly where the heavenlies are, but I do know where the Lord Jesus is. He's at God's right hand, and we're told here that these blessings are in Christ. Well, may I say to you that we need to be careful with this. He doesn't say here that these blessings are with Christ. Now, there are those that read it like that. Right now, you and I are seated in Christ. Somebody says, you go into heaven someday? The answer is, that's generally given, well, I hope so. Well, let me say this to you. If you're going to heaven, you're already there in Christ. He's blessed you in the heavenlies, in Christ. And you're there, my friend, regardless of what your position is down here. You're in Christ. Why, your practice down here may not be good, but if you're a child of God, you're already in Christ. Now, some people even misunderstand it like this. I was teaching Ephesians not long ago in a conference, and they called on a brother at the end of the service to lead in prayer. And he got up and he says that, Lord, we just thank you that this morning we've been sitting in the heavenly places in Christ. Well, he missed the point again. We didn't have to come to a Bible study, as important as that is, and have our hearts thrilled with these great spiritual truths to be sitting in the heavenlies. The fact of the matter is, you're in the heavenlies in Christ. Even, my friend, when you're down in the dumps, you can be down in the dumps, but if you're in Christ, you're seated in Him. That's something that He's done for us. Now, He's blessed. Blessed be the God and Father. We praise Him. Why? Because He's blessed us, now He's blessed us with all spiritual blessings. And I want you to see something to me that is a tragic thing today, and it's this. The picture that's given, of course, is the book of Joshua, as we've said before. that the children of Israel were given the land of Canaan. And by the way, Canaan is not heaven. Canaan is a picture of where we live today. Canaan could never be heaven because there was enemies there to be fought. There was battles to be fought. And when you get to heaven, they won't be there. Down here is where the battle is being fought. And the interesting thing is this. God gave them the land. But he said to them, every place that your foot shall stand upon, that's going to be yours. That's what he told Joshua. But couldn't Joshua say, well, Lord, you've already given it to us. Let us walk in and take it. My friend, God has blessed us today with all spiritual blessings. We're in Christ. And have you ever stopped to think of what we have in Christ? Christ has been made unto us. He's been made sanctification, justification. I started out in a church as a boy working for my salvation. I didn't do very well with that. May I say to you, Christ is my justification. And then I got saved, and then I tried to work to be good. I didn't do very well at that either. And then I found out that Christ has been made unto me sanctification. May I say, I've got everything in him, blessed with all spiritual blessings in Christ. Friends, you can't improve on that, can you? At least I don't think you can. All of that that you have in Christ. And when you come to Christ, you get everything in him. Don't come and tell me today that I have to wait later on and that I have to tarry and wait for the Holy Spirit to give me something special, a baptism or something. Why, my friend, I got it all in Christ. And that's when you say Christ is a curse. You say Christ is a curse when you say to me, I don't get everything in Christ. I got everything when I came to him. Now, there are two ways, though. You've got to lay hold of these possessions, your spiritual possessions. They're yours. I want to tell two stories today, and both of them are true. I was in Chicago many years ago, picked up the evening paper during the week, and this was a little clipping, a little article, and I clipped it out, that was on the front page, actually, of the paper, but way down at the bottom, wasn't apt to be noticed. And here was the byline, Chicago, June 9. The flop houses and saloons of Chicago's Skid Row were searched today for one Stanley William McKenna Walker, 50, an Oxford graduate and heir to half of an $8 million English estate. The missing persons detail hope that somewhere among the down-and-outers who line the curbs and sleep off wine binges in the cheap hotels, they would find Walker, son of a wealthy British shipbuilder. And you know, when I read that, I thought how tragic it is. Imagine being an heir to a half of $8 million and being a wino that's sleeping in two-bit hotels in Chicago. My friend, I felt like sitting down and weeping for that poor fella to think that that was true of him. And then I got to thinking, just think of the children of God today. They're living in cheap hotels. They are living off of the little wine of this world. And I don't mean that necessarily literally, but they engage in cheap entertainment down here. And they are wealthy beyond the dreams of Croesus. Imagine being blessed with all spiritual blessings and living like a pauper down here. And there are a lot of folk in our churches today living just like that. This was tragic. And later on, I was telling that story here in Los Angeles when I was pastor. And a lady came up to me afterward. She was a visitor from Chicago. She said, Dr. McGee, do you know how that story worked out? What really happened? I said, no, I never heard. She said, well, they found him. Oh, I said, well, that was wonderful. No, she said, it wasn't quite so wonderful. She said they found him dead, sleeping in a doorway a cold night later on that fall in Chicago, dead. And I thought, oh, my, how tragic it is to live like that in this life. My, I tell you, to have that and die like that man died. And a lot of Christians live and die just like that. And yet they're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavenlies in Christ. Now, there's something else that we have in Christ. And I want to tell this other story. And this is a story that is also true. There was out west here years ago an heir to a British nobleman. He was one of the heirs, and he was also living in poverty, just eking out a struggling existence. And finally, when this nobleman died, they began to look for him, and they found him. And when they found him, they told him that he was the heir. And you know the great deal of publicity was made of it. You know what that fella did? Well, he believed it. He went down to the clothing store, showed them the article, and the lawyer that had come to look for him and had found him, why, he was with him. And he said, "I want the best suit of clothes you got." And he bought a first-class ticket and returned back to England in style. You know why? He believed it. He believed that that was his. And he acted upon it. My friend, you can go either route you want to today. You can go first class as a Christian, or you can go down in the steerage. You can go second, third, fourth class. And a lot of Christians doing that today. But God wants you to know that you've been blessed with all spiritual blessings. Now, he hasn't promised us physical blessings. He has promised us spiritual blessings. And these are in the heavenlies. They're in Christ. And you're not going to have any spiritual blessing in this life that doesn't come to you through Jesus Christ, my friend. That's just how important he is. He not only has saved us, but he is the one today that blesses us. Oh, how we need to lay hold to him in faith and start living as a child of God should live.